I'd like to ask if Jeff Tom is in the audience. Jeff, can you make, and you're the chair as Resolutions Committee, would you like to make an announcement as a location and any last-minute resolution submittals, things that guidelines?
Yes, the Resolutions is in Eureka, which is across, which is right near 220. It's like across from 220. So it's on the second floor, easy to find. If you want to get any resolutions into us, please turn them in right after this session. We will help you finish them up or whatever, and we'll work on them. We're going to meet as a subcommittee for a while until some of our nominating committee colleagues come back. But you, as long as you get them in within the next, say, half hour to 45 minutes, we're not going to, there'll be no problem. And, of course, if you're in nominating first and run right over to us, that's fine as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, Kathy Skivers.
Would like just... Can you hear? Oh. Jane, I would like to ask you and Donna to allow me to make a comment or so. I know that we have a lot to do and it's late, but we've been talking a lot about change. And I've heard that there are people who've been around a long time that don't like change because they probably are sold by now. They don't know what that is. But let me tell you, I've been with you all since about 1949. And I don't know a lot of you, and that's a good thing. And my sons and I think so because that means we're growing. There are a lot of people here. But there are a lot of people here who mustn't be afraid of change. And change is not new to this council. We've had some changes in my time that would curl your hair, including the financial problems that we're having and lots of others, the nasty people that we don't have anymore. They went somewhere else, so we helped them go. I just want to say to you that one of the grandest things I heard was from Mitch, who said, make sure your change is right. And don't be afraid. We've never been afraid of anything. People are supposed to be afraid of us. We can't change that. But do make sure that your changes are something to understand that you're doing. And it's my fault that you haven't your history yet, but you're about to get it. And one of the things I'm going to do pretty soon is do an article, if Judy will let me, about the change in the past. You have to know it can be done. But what it does take, it doesn't do any good to come here every once in a while and say, yes, we've got to do this, we have to do that. It has to be that you all know what we need, know what we want, know what we've done to get it, and we know how to do it. And then each one has to have the commitment and the strength and the commitment is what it is, and the understanding and the willingness. Nobody realizes, if you're new, that most of the things blind people take for granted in this state, they would never have seen without the organized blind in the council. And I am so proud of the people here. A lot of them were kids when I came in. But I want to say this, and Donna mentioned this at the President's Dinner. She said that when she came in, I told her that people would say things and hurtful things and be nasty and mean. But I told her never to worry about that. She left this part out. That's something I want to leave to all of you. Don't ever worry what somebody says nasty about you or that they're not kind or whatever. Because you know what? When they're ratting on you, they're giving somebody else a rest. That brought me through my tour twos of presidents. I was president back in the days when we had World War. What was that one? That was between the first and the second one? Shoot, these people are out of sync. We had the Third World War way back then. But anyway, I want to congratulate Donna and the committee for what you've done with the conventions. And one of the things I did for the council that I think was one of the best things that happened to the council, I hired Ed Branch. So, no, we're not afraid of change, and we'll give you some little history on changes so you know what happens, so you know how to do it again. And thank you for me allowing this time.
Thank you, Kathy. And again, I'm glad you're here. Any last-minute announcement? Yeah, Peter?
Yeah, nominating too. Yeah, basically, I'd like to remind people that hospitality is in room 1225. That's on the 12th floor. And half the proceeds of the hospitality suite will come back to CCP. So I'd like to encourage everyone to make an appearance and patronize the hospitality suite. And also, Envision American is one of our Envision America. The manufacturers of Script Talk is exhibiting in the exhibit hall. They'll be there tomorrow morning. So please stop by if you want to learn more about Script Talk. And also, please check out our other exhibitors. They'd love to hear you. Love to see you. And sweepstakes tickets are still available, and meal tickets are available. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The nominating Pamela, you're the Pamela. You're the chair of the nominating committee. You want to announce it's the details? I believe it falls after we adjourn here.
It does.
And
it's here. And
it's
in here, and we're going to begin probably 15 to 20 minutes from now from this adjournment. We need to wait for Luis Herrera because he is breaking down the equipment because he is streaming, and so we arranged that ahead of time. So as soon as he's able, we will begin. So if you need to leave, please come right back. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and Donna suggested we to close up, we do a door prize.
A cash door prize.
$25 in a candy bar from Silicon Valley. Gene, you want to call it?
Okay.
You can't call your own. You've already been drawn. He's already been drawn. Sam Loveless. She did not come.
Okay. John Ross,
yay!
Candy bar, and $25 check. Okay, so we are adjourned, and those of you who are on the nominating committee, be here in 15, 20 minutes, and the rest of us need to clear out, and I need to speak with Joni. Thank you.